Yo, the levels is good. You are now in tune to the Levels Podcast. I'm one half of your hosts. I go by the name of Envy. That's E-N-V-I-E. And I am not a DJ.
And it's your boy, Jels. Welcome to episode 65.
Yes, sir.
Of the Levels Podcast. Yo, Envy, you ready? Yeah,
you already know. We go. Back at it, man.
Yes, sir.
Great episode on 64. You know what I'm saying? We had two legends in the building. She was dope for real, man. Exactly. Had fun with it. The clips are coming out. Make sure y'all checking out episode number 64 on all streaming platforms. Also, now available on YouTube. Mm-hmm. By the time y'all hear this, it'll be out on YouTube. We got clips coming out. Make sure that y'all going out there supporting the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, comment, subscribe, just like we want y'all to do every week.
Make sure y'all go check out every episode.
Yeah, please. Go all the way back to one, man. Yeah. We had a great time. And it's funny because it's coming full circle. You know what I'm saying? It is, facts. You know, because on episode 65, we are a few days away, I think 3 days, 4 days away from Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder,
part 3.
And that was episode number one, bro.
That door Black History Month. Wilder about to get knocked out again.
What? No, hell no, nah, man.
Okay.
Hell no, nah, man.
Okay. You got a white boy that can take a punch, bro.
You really
and
got,
all Wilder do, he can't box, yo. He just punch hard.
That's true.
And white boy can take his punches.
That's true, but so Wilder been practicing, bro.
I don't care about that.
All right, y'all.
That nigga ain't been practicing. I like Wilder, but...
I'm not a betting man. You want to put something on it?
What you want to put on it, yeah?
Like $50.
I don't got no money,
bro. I'm broke too, bro.
I was hoping you said y'all like five
to,
or something.
Y'all talking to
hey, look.
Entrepreneurs
hey,
here.
Hey, look.
Investing in ourselves.
Hey, nigga, I spent another quarter up there.
That's a big
beat, nigga. Like, I just heard it on the way here. A 50 piece? Yeah, all
right. Hey, listen, man. We don't stand on this show. We betting bragging rights.
Facts. I give you a bottle of water.
Right. Big facts. We betting bragging rights on this show. Y'all already know. You talking to two people starting up. What's this? This is business number four, five?
Something like that.
You know what I'm saying? Number one, two, three for me. So, you know what I'm saying? We trying to get to this bread, man. You know what it is. But yeah, man, no, it's crazy because it's full circle, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am going to be tuned into the fight.
For sure.
I'm watching it. I want to see what happens. You know, Deontay, you know the vibes.
Yeah, he know the vibes. He going to be sleep, nigga.
If you go down, it's going down again, bro.
Yeah.
It's going to really be full circle, yo. Please don't do this,
you don't
man.
Really think he's going to win, yo. You just vote for everybody black.
No, to be honest.
You don't know he not going
to
win.
No, to be honest, I really think he got a chance this time.
Don't.
Two reasons. One, I think he's taking it serious this time. I feel like he felt like, look at this guy. There's no way he could beat me. And that's why he, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that because Tyson Fury nice. Don't get it twisted. I don't think Deontay Wilder believed that Tyson Fury was nice. I think now he believed, though. So now I feel like it's going to be a different fight. You don't think so?
No.
I think he's shook, bro.
I think
Deontay's shook.
Deontay Wilder going to get in that ring. He going to hit that white boy 4 or 5 times upside the head. And Fury just going to look at him like, what else you got? And then Wilder just gonna go ahead and lay down like, all right, it's over, bro.
I hope not.
I don't stand a chance.
I'm gonna tell you like this, honestly speaking, he's never gonna, I know in his heart and in the back of his mind he's thinking this, but if he loses this fight, bro, that's career ending to me.
Man, who else he gonna fight?
Like there's no other fight.
He'll go to Jiffy Lube and pick some niggas up, change it all.
And then Anthony Joshua just lost.
He's a bum, nigga. He's scared
Joshua
to fight niggas.
He's
anyway.
Scared to fight anybody that he yeah.
Anybody like, in the US, yeah. Like nigga.
And the crazy part is he fought the Hispanic guy because he thought that same thing. He looked at him and was like, yo, this guy can't and got his ass handed to him. And then he just lost again. So you know what I'm saying? That Anthony Joshua was just a face, it looked like. You know, that's what it's looking like now. Ran from all the big fights.
Mm-hmm.
At least Deontay's willing to get back in the ring again with Fury. But if he loses this fight, I think that's a wrap for
him.
He
done, dog.
Yeah, I think because, one, the nostalgia around him, all of the hoopla and all that goes out the window if it turns out that your first real challenge, you couldn't even get past your first real challenge.
Hey, bro, he done, dog.
Yeah, so we're going to see what happens, man.
Nice
I still got faith.
Action.
I got faith in you, man. Bronze Bomber. I got faith in you, man.
I hope you win because you black, but...
Don't let us down, bro.
Don't let us down, bro.
So, yo, check this out, bro. Jels does not know what I'm about to say because I just told him that I was going to talk about this. I got a DM last night. I posted a few weeks ago, I posted a meme. Mm-hmm. making fun of R. Kelly, right? And it said that it was like following R. Kelly in the prison talent show. And it had R. Kelly singing.
Yo, I didn't
singing.
See that, yeah.
Yeah, it had R. Kelly singing. And the dude.
It's on your story? I mean,
yeah,
it's on
it was
your
in
page?
My story.
Oh,
yeah.
It's on your story.
And
all
the
right.
dude was that was sitting in the backstage waiting to go. He like looking at the thing like, man, fuck this guy. What up? And it's funny as hell, right? It's hilarious. Yeah. Now, I got a DM that said along the lines of, I don't get it. Why we can't just forget about this guy, act like he doesn't exist. Like, we don't have to keep mentioning his name. You should just shun him, and we should never talk about him before, because there are women out here who were abused, and there are people who take this really seriously. Okay. No, listen. I'm going to go through the whole thing.
Okay. I just had to air horn that part.
People have their opinions about it, and people's feelings might be hurt because they have been molested and things of that nature. Not going to go into the whole entire thing. Mm-hmm. Now, my response was, you're right. Okay. Mm-hmm. On one hand.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Your only response was, you're right?
No.
Oh, okay. You said you're right.
Yeah,
then,
yeah.
Oh, okay. All
right. Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right that people have the right to feel the mention of R. Kelly's name, taking it personally. They've been molested. They don't want to hear about R. Kelly or hear from R. Kelly. Mm-hmm. Right? 1,000% correct. You should not have to have somebody who's been, a perpetrator of those type of things on, you know, in your mm-hmm. face, right? Cool, I'm with that. You're also right where somebody like me who is a media personality, you know what I'm saying, and somebody who reports the news and those type of things should be more sensitive about the things that we put out, right?
I disagree.
I'm with you on this. Sensitive to the point of when people have an opinion outside of mine, I'm respectful of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the level of sensitivity that I have to mm-hmm. it. If you see something on my page that you don't like, you have every right to say, I don't like that. Cool with that. I'm 100% cool with that. Here's where I had to go in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you see something on my page, on my story or whatever, Instagram, Twitter, this show, there's buttons on your device that you are using to listen or watch or you know, send or look at my page or this show, where you can fast forward, you can skip, you can move, you can do anything you'd like to do where you don't have to be bombarded with that part of what mm-hmm. I'm talking about, right? So if you hear me say R. Kelly, boom, fast forward, you can perfectly well do that. And you can say, yo, Envy, I don't like that you talking about R. Kelly, man, this is what, and I'm gonna be like, yo, I respect your opinion, bro. But what I won't do is I'm not going to censor myself. I'm not going to stop laughing at the memes. I personally am not going to stop listening to the music. But I also understand where you come from if you don't want to listen to the music or see the memes or hear his name. That is your personal opinion, and that is your personal choice. So now here's where, now let me, first of all, that part, because I had more, but what do you think so far?
Am I being politically correct? You will be.
Nah, be real. Be real.
I don't care. Like, I mean, I don't care what niggas think. Like, I really don't have nothing to say because I don't care. Like,
right.
If you don't like what I post, like, step off.
Like, yo.
I'm not going to censor myself. Y'all niggas watch and look at everything in the world.
Bro.
One thing I post, you want to be up in arms, but y'all niggas follow Murder, Inc. Y'all follow
Facts.
The Shade Room.
Facts.
Y'all watch Love & Hip Hop, Puerto Rico, whatever Love
Facts.
& Hip Hop it is.
Facts.
But the moment somebody mentions one person, now it's alarming. Man, get almost cautious now. Man, y'all don't get out of here, bro. Like,
exactly.
I don't get it. Is it because the person knows you,
right.
Or is it because they're genuinely hurt by it? Because if they're genuinely hurt by R. Kelly's name, they would not be on Instagram.
They wouldn't be on
because
Instagram.
Because there's way worse people.
Bro.
I can't stand R. Kelly, but there's way worse people and there's way worse situations on social media.
Exactly.
So I don't want to hear, let's stop talking. No, you just delete the app and keep your life moving.
And keep your life moving. Or like I said, yo, you scroll past that page. I'm not even saying, because number one, we don't talk about R. Kelly on a regular basis.
Hold on, bro. Not to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
If that made somebody mad, there's no way they listen to the show, because Thank you. You have gone a million times past that, and even I've gone past that.
Like, bro.
So to say that meme is what got someone up in arms,
right.
No offense to you. I don't even know who you are or what he's talking about right now. But yeah, you just got to get over it.
Thank you, bro.
And anybody else, if you don't like it, just move on. Like, we all move on from certain stuff. We right. all got to clear our mind. We all take breaks from social media. We Facts. All, it's needed in your life. If Facts. You're so dependent on what I or anybody say on social media, you need to get a life, dog. Because it's social yeah. media. It's entertainment.
Here's the thing about it. Like I said, I am 100% sensitive to people's how they feel about it. However, acting like R. Kelly didn't exist ain't going to take away what he did, good or bad.
But how can you be sensitive to something you don't know?
You have no, like, he, now, mind you, I get it. People have been molested, not by R. Kelly, but they are offended by R. Kelly. Here's where I go, here's where I have an issue at.
People die from chicken. Nigga, you be offended by chicken?
Right. When the KFC commercial come on, dude, when it's Halloween time, you see people out in Halloween costumes dressed as murderers and Michael Myers and Jason movies and all that kind of stuff. Mm. Do you run out of the room when those movies come on if your family member was murdered by somebody? Probably not. If your family member was shot, do you not follow Murder, Inc.? Do you run away every time you hear a rap song talk about gun violence? Probably not. You probably just, you know what I'm saying, keep your life moving, right? So I get that you're offended by, you know, child abuse and molestation and things like that. We're all offended by it. However, just like I celebrated R. Kelly in his musical achievements, I also reserve the right to make fun of him in his now downfall. I hope R. Kelly spends the rest of his life in jail. I hope he get everything that's coming to him, and that he is going to get these jokes. This is what it is. We made jokes when it was, you know, allegedly, and we thought that he wasn't doing it, and we celebrated him, and now I'm going to make fun of it. I think it's funny. I'm glad that he's going to jail. He's not going to escape. No, I'm not going to act like he doesn't exist. I'm going to act like you exist, you did what you did, and now you're paying for it. Now, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is.
But me, if I would have saw that,
yeah,
I would have been the opposite. I would have been frying you up because right, you right. love R. Kelly. Like, you right. rode this whole time for R. Kelly.
Right.
If I was going to say anything, I would have went in on that. Like, hey, nigga, like, yo, see, look I at told you, nigga, right. scumbag. Like, look at your right. nigga. Like,
right. And yeah. and that's my thing. I'm like, yo, I'm going to give him his flowers. Now, here's where none of that, I didn't say any of that in my response. The mm-hmm. other part of my response was this. When the national anthem plays at a football game, do you go to the game late? Do you run away from the game? You know the travesties and the rapes and the murders that this country has perpetuated. You know all of the bad stuff that America has done to people and how they have oppressed people way worse than R. Kelly has.
In the third verse.
Do you turn the game off or show up at the stadium late after the... No, you don't. You're still there. When you watch movies, do you go through the list and find out if Harvey Weinstein directed the movie and all? No, we don't. We don't do any of those things. We still watch those movies. When Harvey Weinstein, all of the allegations came out, the memes were never, nobody ever asked me, are you still going to watch his movies?
Mm-hmm.
But when R. Kelly happened, the first question everybody asks is, you still listen to his music?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, because he's a black man, we're going to ridicule the shit out of him. Mm-hmm. White people do not give a fuck about what R. Kelly did. They just like, yo, he's in jail, so what?
Mm-hmm.
They do not care. We care a lot because he's a black man. Totally understand that. You know what I'm saying? But if you're going to be mad, you should probably be more mad at the families who hide the molesters, Uncle Charles and them. Shout out to anybody named Charles. I'm sorry, your name just kind of fell into that.
It fits in.
But I'm just saying. So my whole argument was like, yo, why are we picking R. Kelly to be this flag? And you got to stand on something,
mm-hmm.
is what the person said. No, I don't have to stand on that because that's not my fight. That's not my struggle.
Hold on. Help me understand. When they say you have to stand on it, stand on what exactly? Because you're not supporting him, you're clowning him.
Exactly.
So stand on what? Like, can you elaborate on what
I'm guessing? I can only guess that they mean that I should be standing with them or somebody that they know who has been molested, who doesn't want to hear R. Kelly's name, so I should strike R. Kelly's name from my vocabulary as well. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. You know what I'm saying? Because here's the thing. I've lost family members to gun violence and all that kind of stuff. Nobody has to stand with me on that. I know who I am. I'm a man, and I stand on my own. If Jell sits right next to me and says something that I particularly don't believe in, I'm going to tell Jell, nah, bro, I don't really fuck with that. But Gels got every right to keep talking about it. Like, I can't be like, yo, Gels, don't say that in front of me. Like, yo, he a man. I'm a man. Like, it is what it is. As long as he not pushing that on me. I didn't get on my thing and be like, yo, fuck that. Y'all still support R. Kelly. Y'all should go on here. R. Kelly is still the man. I don't care what he did. None of that was...
I have a question. You know what I'm saying? And this is an ignorant question. And I would like someone to call into the show, write into the show, something. Let me know. Mm. How does hearing R. Kelly's name trigger you?
Right.
I don't understand that. Even the, I could see if you got into different accounts of what he did, or mm-hmm. that's just like we lost people to gun violence. Right. Just hearing the word gun.
Right.
That's really
it's
not
a little bit. Yeah, that's what trigger. I'm saying.
Like I'm not trying to down the person. I'm really trying to understand.
Yeah, because people deal with trauma in different
yeah,
ways.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm like, trying to understand. Yeah.
And that's why I said I respect your opinion. I respect how you feel about it. I'm not going to be insensitive to how you feel about it.
I take
it.
That back. I get it. Because, like, when I hear cancer now, my dad just passed from cancer.
Right, right.
So it instantly makes me think about...
When you hear that word, right.
Yeah, but it's different because...
Now, here's the
thing. It's different because R. Kelly isn't just the rapist.
Right. Exactly.
So, exactly. Yeah, I don't understand. Yeah, I there's, don't understand. I'm going back. Yeah, I don't
more
understand.
To, and like I said, ignoring it, like we did with Daniel Hernandez, right? Mm-hmm. I tried to say, yo, we ain't going to talk about him on the show. Unfortunately, this is what we do, but mm-hmm. this is what we do for a living. And when he makes the news, I'm going to call him Daniel. But I'm also going to make sure that I'm talking about him.
I forgot all about that kid.
Right now, I'm calling him R. Kelly. But if you look back at all the other shows, I called him Robert, right? Mm-hmm. Because at this point, not using your stage name anymore, you are Robert the Rapist now. You're Robert. Like, that's who you are now, and that's just what it's going to be. Robert the Child Molester, Robert Kelly. That's who you're going to be from now on. However, I'm not going to not talk about it because certain people might feel offended by mm-hmm. us even mentioning his name. Like I'm sympathetic to your, you know, to your sensitivity
yeah,
to
definitely,
it
definitely.
And all of that. But to say to me like you got to stand on something as if I need to not
as if you a rapist or something. Like, yeah, that's the part I don't understand. Right. What do you mean stand on something?
Like I was like, yo.
I didn't say I free R. Kelly. Like right. I'm clowning this nigga.
I was like, yo, like wow, where'd that come from? So I was really sensitive about the way I did it. But I say that to say right now on the show, like, yes, I make jokes and I laugh about it, but it's always laughing at his pain. And that's cool. People don't, you know what I'm saying? I made the jokes about him allegedly and all that stuff, but it was real. It is alleged. Mm-hmm. If we jumped on this show and said he's definitely guilty and all that, we can open ourselves up to lawsuits and all kinds of stuff. So I said allegedly until he was convicted, and now it is what it is. But I'm going to make jokes about it. I'm not making jokes about what he did. I'm laughing at him and his consequences for what he did, just like I would do.
His arrogance.
Yeah, I would do that to anybody else, you know what I'm saying, who does something stupid. If you go to rob a bodega with a water pistol, I'm going to make fun of you. You committed a crime, though. You scared the shit out of somebody, probably. Mm-hmm. But you committed a crime, you're going to jail, I'm going to make fun of you. And this is just nothing different from this. I feel like some people have put celebrities on such a pedestal that this really hurts their feelings.
Yeah.
And I think you put too much stock into who R. Kelly is. You looked at R. Kelly in a way that you probably shouldn't have been looking at him as some kind of a, you know, God or some kind of figure in your life, and now it really hurts you. Like, you're taking it personal.
Mm.
I don't take what R. Kelly did personal because he didn't do it personally to me. I think what he did was disgusting, and if you were a family member of a victim or if you were an actual victim, I could totally understand you not wanting to hear his name or see his face. However, you can't put that on everybody. Mm. Like, that's not everybody's plight. Unfortunately, that's just not what it is. I wouldn't ask you to fight all of my battles either. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just thought it was an interesting topic and an interesting subject. And when it was presented to me, I was like, oh shit, like this is some real shit. And like I said, when I said you were right, I meant that. And when I said I was sensitive to what you were saying, very sensitive. I am mindful when I put stuff up there, but my mindfulness only stops at when you come at me about it. I'm not going to just be like, yo, fuck you, get off my page.
But it's impossible to be mindful of the world.
No, yeah, absolutely right. Impossible. Absolutely impossible.
But I got a question for you, bro. Yeah. So with your Uncle Robert snitching, bro?
Snitching on who? What'd he do?
Said he about the rat. I mean, what's up? What we doing? What we doing?
Oh shit, wrong button. My fault, yeah.
What we doing, yeah? What we doing?
Hey, yo. What? Who is he snitching on?
And he said he about to snitch on a big singer and another celebrity, yeah?
Hey, listen. If I'm being honest with you, bro, all of these niggas is probably doing that shit.
Of course.
Robert took it too far. But I feel like I said, man, I always bring up, no disrespect to Bell Biv DeVoe. Somebody soon Busta Rhymes wrote it. Rage. Unfortunately, the lyric is the lyric. Backstage, underage, adolescent. Not just underage.
Yeah.
Because saying underage could mean she's under 21. Mm. She could be 18 years old. No. The specific lyric was written on paper.
Mm.
Backstage, underage, adolescent, how you doing?
And they probably recorded that lyric about 50 times because it was tape reels back then.
Didn't even stop there though.
Yeah.
How you doing? A couple more lyrics. Then she liked to do the wild thing. So we're not gonna misunderstand what they meant by who they were talking to an adolescent about getting it in. Right.
Yeah.
Famous song, big song. Everybody sings the lyrics today. If you walk in an old school party today, 9 times out of 10 you're gonna hear that song.
Niggas is grooving.
And everybody and women, everybody's gonna groove to it. What R. Kelly is doing, is he wrong? Yes. The niggas are stone. I mean, at this point, you might as well be a rat too. Cause you, I mean, fuck it. Like, you done already did the most disgusting crime in the world. You might as well do the second most and just go ahead and rat too. Like, fuck it, man. Like, he just probably like, yo, this is bigger than Nino Brown. Yeah, and it is. Crazy, and it is. Everybody from politicians to actors and actresses to we've been hearing about this stuff forever, bro. You know how many young stars that we love now? From your Ushers to your Lil Bow Wows and all them probably got these kind of stories about somebody taking advantage of them.
Of course.
This is in no way saying that any of the people that were over top of those artists did anything to them. I'm just saying all of those stars that was our age when we was that young, you're in a grown man game now where your parents are leaving you with grown ass men that they don't know.
And women.
Right, and women for the money.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Jada Pinkett just got hit with some allegations about one of the members of Crisscross. You know what I'm saying? That she might have been entangled with one of the members of the group Crisscross. We know.
She entangled with everybody.
We know Crisscross was underage.
I think
little
I
boys.
Could knock down her.
You know?
Gracious,
don't,
bro.
Don't disrespect the Smith on my show like that.
Nigga. It's everybody.
It's an allegation, bro. It's an allegation. Don't disrespect
sick,
her.
Bro, like,
and she from my city. No,
nigga, she
bro.
Married to Will Smith. Bro. She still don't know love. Like,
man, that don't mean nothing,
yo,
man.
don't get me started. I love Jada.
Allegedly.
Been entangled with her.
What I'm
bro.
Saying is that yo, like
did you
this
knock
is
it down?
Jada.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I would knock Jada down.
I said, did you?
Oh, did I? Yo, never. Don't disrespect her like that, yo.
Hey, yo,
no I love disrespect. Jada, yo. I love Jada. I love Jada. Not in that way though. Nah, I did not have an entanglement with Jada. But
everybody coming out said they hit that. What's
yeah,
up with
but
niggas,
it, but
bro?
It's one of them things where, you know, like you said, man, it was going on. It happened. It's real. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully justice will get served. Most likely justice will never get served because it's probably like, wow, like it's running rampant in the industry. It just is what it is, man. And hopefully people are strong enough to come out. Some people have taken their careers and moved on to be superstars and executives and all kinds of stuff who probably had a horrible story to tell of how they got there. It is what, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are you going to do? Like, what are you going to do? Robert got caught. Robert's who we talking about right now. Robert's who we clowning. If you can't handle hearing his name and all that, cool. Like Joe said, stay off of Instagram or fast forward or scroll past and you don't have to see those things. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying go out here and follow an R. Kelly, you know, fan page. I mean, because you'll be out of your fucking mind.
Mm-hmm.
But if your favorite comedian or your favorite meme page, or your favorite news page, like Baller Alert or any of those, if you see R. Kelly's name and it's too sensitive for you, scroll past, bro. That's all I'm saying. Scroll past. And if you want to leave a comment and tell them that they're scumbags for posting it, you are in
keep
within
that
all
same
your
energy
right.
Though.
Yeah, you're within all your rights to do that. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, man, I just thought that was a good, you know, a good thing that came through. I was like, oh, this is cool. I'm going to talk about this on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the person that sent that to me. Like I said, man, it's still love. I love you. And you know what I'm saying? And I respect your opinion. That's what I'll end that with. You feel me? I respect your opinion. Jell's got the, I don't.
My wife say I don't have a heart, bro.
Yo, I get that too.
I just don't care. Like, I don't care what nobody think, and I wouldn't expect anybody to care what I think. Like,
right.
Just keep it pushing.
Yeah, yeah. Just keep it moving, man. Like, we had these, like, even with podcasters, man, we're here because we just like to sit here and talk shit about stuff and talk about things we know, talk about some things that we don't know, laugh and joke with each other. This is what we're here for. Y'all are listening for that same exact reason. You know what I'm saying?
I really don't care when people don't want to have a intelligent conversation about it.
Facts.
Like, you could say, pull this down, but get out of your feelings, get out of your head, and let's really talk about it.
Because you know what the response to what I just said was? All of that dialogue?
Probably
the response was... The response was exactly
like,
that. It was,
that's why I don't...
I'm not buying it, but I'm off that. Do you?
See? Well, like, let's have an intelligent conversation.
That was the response. But here's the thing. With what we just talked about and the way I responded, what rebuttal could there be? Because I'm telling you, I respect your opinion, but you're going to have to respect mine too. What do you say to that?
But there is a rebuttal if I really believe that.
Right. Right.
Not just talking the talk. If I really believe something,
yeah.
I don't care what you say. I can rebuttal that because I really believe it.
Right.
Bro, this is why blah, blah, blah. Right. That means I'm just talking the talk at this point.
Well, eventually, you know what? And now I'm thinking about it different because when you say that, eventually it would get to a point where I'm going to be like, well, you know, I respect your opinion. And that's it. And because I'm not going to keep going. You're not going to change my mind. I'm not going to change your mind. And we can... You know, we can agree to disagree on that subject and still be cool.
But not after your one response.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna take enough energy to say something to you,
right?
Let's dialogue.
Yeah, let's dialogue about it. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, man, I agree to disagree. I feel how I feel about it. You're not gonna change my mind about that. Like, you know, it is what it is. I'm gonna keep making fun of R. Kelly. It just is what it is, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the meme was fucking funny. Like, I'm like,
you love R. Kelly, so
it was. Nah.
You wanna make fun of? Nah, don't change that.
Not no more.
Nigga,
I gotta change that.
Nah, you ain't getting out of that.
Yo, listen, with me, it ain't love forever.
This nigga love R. Kelly.
You can do certain things.
Let him make fun of him.
You can
do
certain things.
I know he crying,
man.
Posting
the
memes. Right. Nigga, he was in tears posting that. Not Robert. Let's get on R. Kelly, man.
Not Robert.
I do it all day on this. Scumbag,
man. Yeah, man.
All his managers, all his studio employees.
Everybody need to go to jail.
Everybody around this nigga need to be in prison.
Everybody.
And these young ladies' parents and these young boys' parents.
Crazy.
Everybody need to go to jail.
You know what they need to send R. Kelly, though? They need to send R. Kelly over to the Squid Games and let R. Kelly get the Squid Game. We need to send all these niggas.
Are we talking about Squid Games?
We need to send all these niggas to Squid Games.
Are we talking about Squid Games?
Yeah. Did you watch it yet?
Yes.
Yo, it's amazing, bro.
Did you watch it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you finish it?
What's crazy is I watched Squid Games about 2 or 3 weeks before it blew up on the internet. I was just thinking that I watched the whole entire season.
Same here.
One day. I couldn't stop watching, yo. And actually, what's funny is it gave me ideas for games for my fan reunion that's coming up. I'm in charge of entertainment.
He's about to kill.
No, not the killing part, y'all.
Oh, it gave me plenty of ideas.
I never liked you, Grandma. I never liked you, Grandma. Red light.
Yo, Squid.
She's like, what you say, baby? Boom.
Squid Games are so good, yo. I didn't even realize the voiceover.
Hey, yo,
like,
facts.
It was that good.
Facts.
Like,
that's facts.
Because I can't watch them voiceover joints. But it was so good.
It was dope.
I can't wait for season 2.
I'm just saying to all my family members, whoever didn't come to none of my shows and didn't, support me when it was time for me doing my music. If you never seen an episode of the Levels Podcast and you're one of my family members, I'm just saying, red light.
Could you go on the Squid Game?
Hell no. I don't care how much money they're giving me. Here's why I couldn't go on Squid Games. I'm not about to die. I would never be in a situation like them people.
Even if I was, I ain't gonna die about no paper.
What I mean by situation is they got the people, and if you haven't watched Squid Games, spoiler alert, they got people that were so desperate for money that they were on the verge of, I'm probably gonna kill myself anyway, so fuck it. I'm never gonna be that attached to money or that attached to anything where I'm too big to go get a job at McDonald's. Or I'm too big to go get a job at, you know what I'm saying, sweeping floors or clean the toilets to support myself or my family. So there is no amount of money that you can say, like, yo, we'll give you $10 billion, but if you lose this game of tug of war, we're going to kill you. Like, nah, what the fuck? No,
it would have been over for me in episode one. Why? Because once he finally got slapped 600 times and won that paper.
Right.
Thanks, this is what I needed. I'm done. Yeah,
I don't gamble, number one. Yeah. So the first slap, I'd have been like, oh, nah, I'm done. I'm out of here, bro. It's not worth it no more. I don't gamble.
Yeah, he got smacked about 600.
Look, when niggas used to roll dice outside, I'm not a dice roller. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it, yo, because I'm going to be the guy that shoot up the dice game. Because I'm a sore loser. I'm just being real. Yeah, I'm a sore loser.
Crazy,
I'm a sore loser. And I'm the guy who will make $100 million the right way. But as soon as I try to make a dollar the wrong way, shit gonna go left and I'm gonna lose everything. Uh-huh. So I don't even play them type games, yo. I'm not gambling with y'all. So nah, you right, yo. And then, like, I'm the guy that would've got the umbrella. Google the umbrella cookie.
Oh yeah, I would've got,
I would've got the umbrella cookie. I know I would've, yo. Like, that's how I'd
have been dead right there.
That's my luck, bro. That's my luck.
And then nobody would've thought the cookie, bro.
Like, come on, yo.
Like, who would've thought that?
And then with the lighter, yo, like, they ain't see you with that lighter. Like, come
on, bro. I thought that same thing. Nobody saw it.
I was like, they don't see it.
Nobody heard the lighter. Nobody saw it's clear, then you see fire.
Hey, yo, but I'm going to tell you, we picking it apart and being funny, but yo, if you have not seen Squid Games, you got to go watch it. The memes are amazing, and you will not understand the memes unless you've seen the show. Did you see Squid Games in Baltimore?
No.
So Squid Games in Baltimore was green light, you move, and then red light, and then they play. Bring out the cats. And the dude couldn't stop dancing, and then... Yo, it's hilarious, bro.
What is it, on Instagram?
Yeah, yo. They got one for Baltimore. They got one for Jamaica. Yeah. They got one for New York. They got, like, every city, you know how every city has their music, that they love, like house music, club music, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So they did one for almost everything. Soca, like, if you like to go to Carnival like me, there are certain songs. There's no fucking way I'm gonna sit down. Like, there's no way I'm gonna sit down. You're like, you know what I'm saying? So nah, it was hilarious. But the memes that's coming from it are crazy. Now, on a bad end of it, there is a company in China, I believe, that is suing Squid Games. And I'm going to pull this up right now. They are suing Squid Games. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you why. And this is the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life. You know your show or whatever it is, your movie or whatever, is popping when Netflix is getting sued due to Squid Games' popularity. And this is why. A broadband company in South Korea is suing Netflix because Squid Games is so popular that it's spiking the internet.
Yo, that's crazy.
You know how popping your show gotta be for them to be like, no, we suing y'all. Y'all using too much internet watching this shit. Like, yo, that's crazy. Crazy, bro. That is crazy. Shout out to Netflix. Shout out to Squid Games.
One of the ones.
Almost made Level Up, man. That's pretty dope.
One with that.
The other side of Squid Games is, yo, it's a lesson in patience and believing in yourself too. Because
created
it. What would you say? 10 years ago?
Yeah.
10 years ago created. Nobody would do this movie. Mm-hmm. And now it is
on
track.
Broken all
yeah,
that,
went broken
yeah.
everything. Now it's on track to be the most
No, it's not on track. Viewed. It is.
It's already there.
Mm-hmm.
Most viewed show Netflix on Netflix history. Mm-hmm. Like, that is amazing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's super crazy. That's the power of the internet, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's the power of the internet. You know what I'm saying? We saw it. We started doing the memes and stuff, man. And then it just went crazy, man.
Yep.
So that's crazy. Shout out to Squid Games. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a dope show. If you haven't seen it yet, we didn't spoil all of it. You can still go watch it and enjoy it.
I'm about to spoil it, yeah.
What?
That nigga with the marbles, bruh.
Oh, right.
If I see him in real life, yo, I'm going to pop off on him, bro.
Which one?
Yo, who took old man marbles?
Old man or... They
put the rocks in the back.
Yo, bro.
If I see yo, I'm going to pop off on him, yo.
That was fucked up, bro. Like,
in real life,
bro.
I'm going to pop off on him, yo.
But see, this is why
I can't go to school.
I wouldn't be able to go.
Yeah, that's part of it.
I wouldn't be able to go.
Bro.
Because here's the thing. I'm going to think everybody trying to sneak me, so I'm going to be trying to sneak them first.
Yeah.
And it's not going to work out for me because I'm not good at that shit, and I'm going to get shot. I'm going to get shot.
But
I'm
his
dead.
Initial plan could have worked.
It could have worked, bro.
He wasn't taking no chances, bro. It was a bunch of teams that didn't want to go against each other.
Right.
Yo, let's switch.
Right. Nah, bro. His yo, You turn into a sneaky grind ball when your life is on the line, bro. Yeah. Like, that's just what it is, man. He even tried to snake his own homeboy.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just what it is, mm-hmm. man. In other news, segueing away from Squid Games, from Netflix, that is, Dave Chappelle has a new special out.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to Dave Chappelle. I've not watched it yet. I'm going to watch it this evening, see how it is. We'll talk about it, see if it's funny or not. Have you watched it yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
It's on my list.
We'll talk about that next episode. Because I heard it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. You're either going to be, just any like any other Dave Chappelle, I heard you're either going to be really offended or you're going to see the genius in it. Yep. And I always see the genius. So, you know what I'm saying? I think that's going to be crazy. Yo, George Floyd's statue got vandalized. The one that they just revealed, the gold one. They revealed a statue of a bust of his head, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, and it got vandalized in the city. The reason why I'm bringing that up is because I forgot, also, Pop Smoke's grave site was vandalized.
I remember that. Rest in peace.
They broke in it and tried to pull the casket out.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Black people, don't kill me. This is a genuine question I have.
Now, go ahead.
Why does George Floyd have a statue? Stop, yo. No. That's a genuine...
No. Nah, yo, stop. No. Like...
Pause. I'm not... I'm laughing at this nigga because he didn't think I was going to ask the
question. I didn't. I wasn't ready for that.
No, but that's a genuine question I have.
Okay.
For real. No, okay. All just...
No,
it's
no.
Not a lot.
No.
Why does he have a statue?
I don't know.
Okay.
And here's why.
No, we can leave it there.
No,
if you want.
No, we can't leave it there. Here's why I don't know. And again, y'all can correct. This is not being funny at all.
No, that wasn't a funny question. Now.
It was
yeah.
funny because me and Jazz were just looking at each other. It was just funny. Right there,
yeah, we're not at a table. We're literally sitting next to each other right now, holding the mics.
Right. I had no answer for that question at all because I really don't understand. I don't know why. And I didn't even know that I didn't know why until Jels asked that question. That's what made it funny. Yeah, I would understand it more if something actually was changed by George Floyd's death, or if his murder inspired some big movement that happened after he was murdered, and we're moving towards change now. Unfortunately, after George Floyd passed, I do feel like we're in a state now where it's just another black man gone, right? Mm-hmm. Now, when you mention his name, of course, just like if you mention Tamir Rice or Trayvon Martin or any of those mm-hmm. names, you're still going to talk about it and we're still going to get angry about it. But did anything actually change from those deaths? No. No policy changes have been made. Chauvin has gone to jail and you know what I'm saying, hopefully he'll stay there and all that kind of stuff, but nothing actually happened. So I do want to know why the statue. And I also want to know why the statue with no security, when we all know that this is a two-sided issue. There are people openly who dislike George Floyd and what he stands for and all of that stuff. They don't like it. They are against it. So if you're going to put something like that up, just like the murals of all of the other people, Nipsey mm-hmm. Hussle's mural was vandalized, Nas's, Big Pun's, you know, they do this, mm-hmm. right, in certain places. Now, the murals that are in the hoods, they don't get touched. Mm-hmm. Big L's mural has never been vandalized because it's on 139th Street in Harlem, and ain't nobody about to come through their hood.
Yeah, I think he don't have no enemies. Right? He really don't.
True. But I think it's where you put it. If you put it somewhere where it's accessible to everybody, you can't watch it 24 hours a day. I kind of feel like don't do that then. You know what I'm saying? Where they put Nipsey's mural was in a place where y'all can't be around to make sure it's protected every day. So it's, you know what I'm saying, in this age that we in, it's kind of almost elementary that somebody's going to, mm-hmm. a clout chaser, an enemy, or whoever mm-hmm. else is going to come do something to it. So I'm like, why y'all do that? Like, why put it somewhere where mm-hmm. you can't watch over it? And make sure that nobody touches it, unless you're prepared to keep fixing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And the same thing with George Floyd, with the statue. You guys know that everybody doesn't like George Floyd. Everybody doesn't love what happened. There are people who agreed with the police officer in that case. There are people who just felt like, oh, this guy was this or that, or they tried to put all this bad business out there and stuff. Mm-hmm. So having a statue of a black man anywhere in America, you know, is an issue. Mm-hmm. You know, it's rough to have a statue of any black man anywhere. The only statue that people will not touch is probably Martin Luther King. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. he's the safe black man or whatever to mm-hmm. everybody. So he's the only one that probably won't get touched. But no, to answer your question again, I beat around the bush with it, but pause. But I have no clue why there's a George Floyd statue. I have no clue. But even worse, though, I just hate that these clout chasers and these, you know what I'm saying? Like, what, like, where are we now that you disrespecting the dead? Like, I think it's disgusting, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
We don't respect the living.
Yeah, so that's a fact.
That's
a fact.
It sucks, yo, and it's... Yeah. And it's, to me, like, the people that did it is probably just on... They did it for a video.
Right.
Same with Pop Smoke. They did it just to upload. Corny. Like, it's just stupid. Yeah.
And you corny. Like, you don't get no strikes for that. You mm-hmm. you probably came around there at 2 o'clock in the morning when everybody was sleeping. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, bro, like, do that shit when it can cause you some harm. Mm-hmm. You get points for that. If you was like, yo, I walked right up in the middle of their hood and did mm-hmm. X, Y, Z or violated or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Cool. All right, tough guy. You're a tough guy mm-hmm. if you did something like that. But to come around there and to, you know better than Daniel Hernandez going to O Block. At you know what I'm saying, at 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. Like, it's come on, bro. Like, you don't get no points for that. And then, like, on top of that, like, I don't know, man. I just think, like you said, they don't respect the living, so why would I expect anything different, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to the dead? But, you know, shout out to George Floyd's family. Absolutely. You know, hopefully they can get the statue fixed and all, you know what I'm saying, and hopefully they will take some better precautions. You know, put some cameras up. Do something. Like, maybe there's a way you can... catch whoever's doing it, man. You know what I'm saying? Because they would be pissed off if we started going around knocking down Robert E. Lee statues and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And
they were pissed off, damn time.
That's a fact. They was heated for real, bro. But, you know, it is what it is. You want to take a small break real quick?
Let's rock.
All right.
Get the people straight show. We rock.
Absolutely. Next in the news, the Fugees. The Fugees are back on tour.
I'm gonna cut you off.
Hey, yeah, you such a hater.
Hey, look, if anybody spends their hard-earned money to go to the Fugees, yeah, that's what I was about to say. If y'all, I'm gonna let you say it though. If y'all go spend your hard-earned money to go see Wyclef Jean, what's the other nigga there?
Wyclef, Prize,
and maybe Lauryn Hill.
Not me.
Y'all niggas the lost show. Just get a refund.
Not maybe.
Y'all can see Lauryn Hill's hologram.
listen, man.
Finish the story.
I have a special. Listen, man. I love Lauryn Hill. You know what I'm saying? I got a quote, a tattoo on my chest that says, "No one loves you more than me, and no one ever will." You know what I'm saying? And that's a Lauryn Hill lyric. I love Lauryn Hill a lot. However,
man, however, stop, bro.
However, I've been to Lauryn Hill concert twice. Both times, two things. One, super trash. Two,
I'm shocked she even showed.
Three to 4 hours late both times. Don't understand. I don't know what the fuck Lauryn be doing. I don't understand, because here's my problem with it is that you're habitually 3 to 4 hours late. Wouldn't you show up 3 to 4 hours early to not be 3 to 4 yeah. hours late? Like, who the fuck are you? Do you think you are? Who's what are you doing back thing, there? Bro. What are y'all doing back there?
With the top off,
that takes 3 to 4 hours, yo.
My thing, yo, the top off, they were 3 or 4 hours late to the New York show.
Right, yo. Oh, right, my bad. Because I just got on Lauryn.
And then put on, no, she was late.
Their very first show in New York, y'all, is what he's talking about. The first show on the Fuji tour, the comeback tour. Lauryn agreed to be part of this. This is all three members of the Fugees together for the first time in 20 years or something. It's the anniversary of the Score
tour
album.
Over, nigga.
Yeah, it's the anniversary of the Score album. And the very first show, they were 4 hours late starting the concert.
But not only were they 4 hours late, mm-hmm. they only did 8 songs after.
Yo,
that.
This is the crazy part, right? Facts. I went to see Lauryn, bro. You know she don't have the rights to her music mm-hmm. from Miseducation.
Yeah.
So at the time she didn't. And so when she was performing, Lauryn performed renditions of the songs, but they were like alternatives and rock and roll. You literally had to listen to like almost a whole hook and a verse to know what song you were listening to. It was so bad, yo, that people was leaving and booing and stuff, yo. Like, it was bad, bro. And she was dumb late, right? Yeah, please, please. Now, this is how much they knew they were going to be late. For the first time ever, Lauren has never done this before, by the way. It is always like a 4-hour intermission, silence, some corny ass host up there talking or some shit like that. This time, they hired a DJ. The DJ will be there, you guys, to play. There's no opening acts. The DJ will be there playing music and all, and you guys kind of just got to mingle and kick it until they decide that they want to come out and perform.
But you can't kick it, bro. Right. Because they take your phone. They take your phone. And you mean to tell me I'm sitting here for 4 hours waiting on the Lauryn Hill hologram?
Refugee can't kill yourself, yo. Come on, bro. You ain't fucking Dave Chappelle. You ain't fucking Kevin Hart, bro. Like, don't take
your... And then perform 8 songs?
Bro, take my phone, bro. Take my phone.
They take your phone, bro.
For a Fugees concert?
They take your phone, bro.
Y'all niggas not even the biggest rap group in history. Jay-Z don't take your phone. Like, who the fuck you think you are, yo? Like, take your phone?
They take your phone, bro.
Bro,
that would've pissed me off.
This is going... No disrespect. Yo, I love Lauren. Shout out to Wyclef for all the stuff he do for Haiti and all that kind of good stuff, y'all. But y'all, first of all, y'all had one album, okay? Lauren had one album. Y'all are far from being superstars in this game. You do not deserve the right to act like this. Like,
definitely
this is... Beyonce don't show up 4 hours late for a show, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And she don't take your phone, because I seen hella clips from people at the Beyonce concert.
Yeah, recently, they got the phones out.
Right. Recently, at the same time as the Fugees concert is going on, also the Legends of the Street tour is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a tour that has Gucci Mane and Jeezy headliners on the same tour. Mm. This is dope. Lil Boosie, 2 Chainz,
that's
Lil
what they
Kim.
Need to be worried about.
Right. Lil Kim, all... Well, Boosie already got kicked off the tour after like the third show. Somebody...
What's up with that nigga?
Fighting
yeah.
and shit, yo.
He ain't been the same since he got... What y'all do to Boosie in jail?
Boosie wildin', bro.
What y'all do to that nigga Boosie? Boosie, I love you. You my nigga.
Boosie,
but
I love
what did
you,
they
bro.
Do to you in jail, dog? Because ever man. Since he came home.
Shout out to Boosie. He got the new movie out. Shout out to Boosie.
Talking about no bootleg his movie.
I do want to see the movie, but Boosie, you bugging, man. Come on, bro.
Send me the bootleg link.
What's up? Yo, I'm getting tired of these. I'm getting tired. No, listen, love Boosie to death, but let's be honest, in the grand scheme of things, you are a B-list rapper celebrity, right? Mm-hmm. At this point, right now, on this point, you're a legend, but you're a B-list legend.
C-list.
C? You gonna mm-hmm. give him a C? I gave him B because he is still a legend. No. He can still sell out a venue.
Nigga,
yeah, Boosie can still sell out a venue. This might get shot up after 10 minutes, but he's going to sell it out.
I'm not going to talk bad about Boosie because we're going to get a Boosie interview. But nah, I'll tell
I
them.
Fuck with Boosie.
Yeah. But nigga, I'm bootlegging your movie, bro.
The reason I brought that up is because I'm starting to get the feeling that since COVID, man, a lot of y'all are getting too big for your britches. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fugees, y'all want to take away people's phones and shit. Like, who do you think you are that niggas want to bootleg your whole little eight-show concert? Like, cut it out. Treat the fans with some respect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's one. Boosie, same thing, bro. Treat the fans with some respect. All these years, you have not been a Grammy Award-winning guy. You haven't been, like, this big time. You didn't reach the levels of, you know, your 50 Cents and your Jay-Z's and all that. We've been holding you down. You've been irrelevant because of the streets. Boosie has been being held up by us this
the
whole
nigga,
time.
Nigga, every song is about selling illegal product. Nigga, I'm gonna buy your illegal product.
Right. It's like, yo, we holding you down, bro. Like, come on, bro. Like, I get it. Get your money. But but when y'all start shitting on us as consumers and as fans, the Fugees are a cult following group. We follow y'all as a cult following. Y'all are not, you know what I'm saying, the fucking Beatles or no shit like that. Let's not put y'all on some, y'all ain't the Jackson 5 or nothing. Y'all the Fugees. We love y'all, but let's just be real with it. Treat us with some respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, treat the fans. Lauren, 4 hours, y'all?
That's unacceptable.
4 hours, and you know how hard your fans go for you. Because we keep buying tickets, even though we know that the shit not going to be what you know what I'm saying, what it's supposed to be. Show us some respect, man. Like, don't disrespect us, yo. Like, this is, it's getting too far now. Boosie, bro, drop the movie, bro. Like, let people see the movie. Yeah. Because, you know what I'm saying, you made your money. You put out there that you paid
$200,000. That Samsung.
I bet. You paid $250,000 to make the movie. You've already made $900,000 off of the movie. You made a profit, bro. Like, come on, bro. Like, do something for the fans, bro.
But him saying don't bootleg it, Yeah, that's gonna make everybody bootleg.
Exactly. Like you're bugging.
He shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah. Who you like
now people just gonna do it out of spite.
Out of spite. Just to be, you know what I'm saying? Instagram took his page away and all that stuff. Oh yeah, speaking of Instagram, Instagram went down for a day. What'd you do? You didn't even notice that it was down, did you? Joseph, what you talking about?
Well, you hit me. It was like it was down. I was like, oh, hey, okay. Like, I didn't even know, bro.
No, that's a fact. Jels do not be on the gram. Jels go on the gram.
I'm trying to get back into it, bro.
Jels go on the gram. He posts the podcast, Clunk Firearms, and Mixed by Jels. And then he be like, he out of here. Like, Jels be like, yo, whatever, bro.
It be interrupting my mental sometimes, bro.
Nah, like, I feel you. I feel you.
It's just draining sometimes.
Yeah. Nah, I mean, I was chilling. Like, I went on a few times because I wanted to post clips from the thing or some promo or something. And I was just like, oh, shit, it's really down. And then I just forgot about it for the whole rest of the day. Like, I didn't even know it was back up until the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got on the next day, everybody was like, we're back. Like, they was just waiting for it. Like, waiting. You know what I'm saying? There was a bunch of Boosie memes. That's why I brought it up. Boosie memes going around like, yo, they took my page and then the whole site went down. So that was pretty funny. But you know, let us know what y'all did while Instagram and all that was down. One almost a level down also. Yo, all you niggas, matter of fact, you know what? Let's do this. The level down for episode number 65, is all you niggas and all you news people who went on this whole talking about Mark Zuckerberg lost $7 billion when Instagram went down for 6 hours. Shut the fuck up. Like, shut up. He did not lose, no, $7 billion, I mean. Shut up, y'all. Like, okay, number one, you have no clue how much money he lost when Instagram went down. No clue. Because you don't have no clue. You're not in that tax bracket to be able to say.
But how did he lose it? Yo. Because as soon as it come back up, nigga, you're going to be back making paper.
Bro. It's the dumbest shit I ever seen in my life. They've been posting about it, everybody talking about it, and the people that's talking about it are a bunch of broke ass people who just on Instagram all day. It's like, nah, you know who lost money? You, because you sat around waiting for Instagram to come back.
Oh,
up.
No, like, I think they, that's how stupid people are. They talking about Facebook stock.
See, that's what I'm right. Yeah, they talking about
because the stock dropped like 5% or something.
For
like
you
that.
To, for you
so
to
they,
think,
yeah, they,
for you to think. For you to think that he was sitting around saying to himself, oh my God, we got to get Instagram back up. I'm losing money here. Like, shut the fuck up. He did not care. Stop it, guys. Yo, if you sat around, if you sat around saying to yourself, ha ha, he lost, bro. The guy is the richest guy in the world. He's worth over 170 something billion dollars. If you think for 1 second that he missed breakfast because Instagram was down for 6 hours, you think really highly of yourself.
Yeah.
He did not give a fuck about y'all or Instagram.
He probably pulled it
Facebook.
Down on purpose.
Right.
He hit the button like, on these niggas.
He's like, yo, shut this shit down for a minute, man. I need a mental break.
Let them know
like,
what's up. Like, nah, because they've been going in on them on the news or whatever because they got the little whistleblower chick or whatever.
Yeah.
So he right, man, shut this down. Let them know they would be nothing without me.
Nothing. Like everybody
I don't put nothing past
everybody
him.
Everybody went crazy. Like, yo, stop counting his money, man. And certain when some people reach a certain level, I would even put Jay-Z's and your Kanye's up there. I stop watching. You know what I'm saying? He's wealthy.
Yeah.
End of discussion. He got it. His kids gonna have it. They kids after them gonna have it.
Yeah.
They're good. I'm not focused on that no more. I'm done with it. I don't care that much. I'm not watching Jeff go to the moon or none of that shit. I don't care. It don't have nothing to do with me.
I got a question, bro.
Yeah.
Completely off subject.
Okay.
We've been doing this whole podcast.
Uh-huh.
Since you mentioned the moon.
Nah, this has been fun. Yeah.
Do you think we really went to the moon?
Yo, what the fuck?
Nada. Yo.
Yo, Joe's may or may not allegedly had an edible or something.
Yeah. Yo.
Hey, yo, bro. I have no clue. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, no, yo. Now, we're going to revisit this next episode, right?
No, we're not.
No, listen. For real? This is your homework.
I'm listening.
Is your homework.
Okay.
All the listeners. All
right.
Go back and watch the footage of them supposedly walking on the moon.
Uh-huh.
That's all I'm going to say.
And I'm going to say this. If any one of you bastards come back or comment on this show and actually watch the footage of the moon, I promise you, you're going to get the level down to episode number 66. I promise y'all. Don't y'all come at
it. You better go watch it.
Listen.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all.
Yo.
But I do not believe.
Here's the thing about
that. The United States of America went to the moon.
Here's the thing about that. So what? Like, who gives a fuck? If we did or we didn't, it's not like they brought back moon rocks or some shit that we needed or something from the moon. They just went up there and took a stroll. They could have went to Florida. I don't give a goddamn.
They went
like,
to Florida,
right. I don't care. Like, why do I'm more interested in, as they're really aliens and shit like that.
Of course there is. I don't believe in aliens?
I went down the rabbit hole with this guy.
Bruh. That's the change.
Yes, I do believe in aliens. There's no way. If you believe in a creator or not, I personally do. To think that he only created us is fucking asinine, in my opinion. I just feel like to think we're the only people, only living things in the whole universe and multiple universes and all that.
I just figured it out.
We're crazy.
I just figured it out.
What?
Lauryn Hill is always late because she's an alien.
Hey, yo, listen. Last week I said, don't give Jels no Casamigos. This week, I'm telling y'all, man, keep Jazz away from the edibles or the shrooms or whatever it is.
Listen to her. How is she always 4 hours exactly late?
Bro, I don't know what she's doing,
That's what I'm saying. She's coming from an outer galaxy.
I'm be honest, bro. Like, Lauren, I hate to get back on Lauren again, but bro, I don't know. What are you doing back there?
She's not even there.
Back there?
She's not there.
Okay, what are you doing at the hotel?
I don't even think she at the hotel, bro.
Where is she?
She gotta be at the house.
Lauren just got, she must got dick in every city. She be like, yo, I'm gonna stop by my man's house.
She don't go to the city. She's at home wherever she live. Oh, the show is in 5 minutes. Guess I'll hit the airport.
Hit the airport right now.
That's why she's always late.
What? Where? Like, Lauren, like, seriously, y'all. Like,
I'm not paying my money.
It's disrespectful, bro.
Not paying my money.
I will. I'll see you soon, Lauren. I'll be at the concert.
Nigga, she gonna be 6 hours late. They gonna perform two songs with Pros. Dewey rapper sing, and then Wyclef strumming the guitar, and Lauryn Hill not even there. You gonna be mad,
and I'm gonna be right there.
Don't come on this show. Don't come. They can't do it because she ain't there. Don't come on this show talking about trying to get him to level down. I warned you now.
I'm gonna be right there.
I warned you now. You ain't gonna be there. They gonna get your money back, buddy.
Nah,
I'm gonna probably issue refunds. Tour
canceled.
I'm
gonna get kicked out for having my phone or some shit
This tour is not gonna make it.
Listen, man, I don't think it's gonna make it
either. It's not gonna make it.
I would like to see it just
the New York show was a test run.
Yeah, and it was bad. It was all bad. Like 100% bad, man.
Lauren Hill, we love you.
Yeah, we love you.
But you gotta do better, sis.
If any of y'all talk to me, I went back to Lauren just to get Jels off of this moon talk. I don't know what the where that came from.
You bought up Jeff Bezos.
That was crazy. So listen, man, we're at 58 minutes right now. So we're going to go into the level up. The level up for episode number 65 of the Level Podcast. Let me go to it because this is a good one. This is a real good one. This one right here is one of my personal favorite level ups of all time.
You're struggling with the Samsung.
No, shut up. I was struggling with the Samsung. The level up for episode number 65. Owen Diaz.
Who might
Owen
that
Diaz,
be?
You are the man. Y'all probably sitting there like, who the fuck is Owen Diaz? Owen Diaz is a middle-aged, bald-head black man with glasses and a goatee who probably sit behind a desk somewhere, probably making $100,000 a year. Yeah, his name is Diaz, but I'm looking at this picture.
I saw him. He's a black man. He a brother.
Owen Diaz is an African-American male who worked for Tesla. I'm not sure what department, but he worked in a factory.
I think he was a designer.
During the years of 2015 and 2016, Owen would go to work at this place, and he would bust his ass trying to make electric cars for all of you Bammers that think that the Tesla is this great car. It's ugly as fuck. The car is ugly. It's ugly. Sorry.
Nah, you fine.
Sorry.
Bro.
Now, back
the
to
Tesla's
Owen.
Fine.
Owen would go to work every day designing these ugly ass cars. Jeff Bezos was his boss. He was, you know what I'm saying, living the life until his white coworkers decided, we ain't got room for you niggers at Tesla. Mm. They would draw swastikas, call him the N-word, and make all types of racial jokes and call him racial slurs and all kinds of stuff as he was going through his work day. Mm. And as a result of him going through what they called racial abuse, first time I've ever heard that before, never heard of racial abuse, but I'm going to take it this time because Mr. Diaz today was awarded $137 million.
They put his lawyer's name in there?
They did not put his lawyer's name in there, but they should have. Jeff Bezos said, get this nigga out of here.
Get that nigga his money.
Get this nigga his money.
Hard ER. Get this nigga his money. I need to go pretend to go back to the moon.
Owen Diaz took his $137 million and walked out. And the kicker to all of this is that allegedly on his way out of court with a big check in his hand, looked like one of the sweepstakes checks that said $137 million, they asked him, Mr. Diaz, how do you feel about this judgment? And he is allegedly quoted as saying, nigga, we made it.
Nah,
I made that last part up, but it sounded great.
That would have been fitting. No, I really thought you were serious as that. Oh, yo, that would be epic. They interviewed him and he walked out of court and the first word,
nigga, we made it.
That would be beautiful.
Listen, man, nah. Mm. Seriously though, bro. Like, yeah, nah, he really did go through this stuff. Now my take on this is that I feel like the environment at Tesla, because there's a lot of other lawsuits out there from women who were sexually harassed and all kinds of stuff. I feel like there's a lot of black people who worked at Tesla who are sitting at home right now whose wives are probably slapping them upside their head. Husbands are probably pissed off
because
they probably just let it rock. Mm-hmm. They were so open and blatant with their racial hatred of him that I feel like they've done this before. Mm-hmm. They probably got people up out of there because they were like, you know, we don't want you here. Or whatever in this department. Apparently, he was definitely more than just some kind of factory worker. Mm-hmm. And so they probably didn't want him there. And I feel like they got away with it enough times to where, you know, Jeff Bezos was probably like, yo.
They just kept doing it.
Just give him something to shut him up and get him out of here, man. I got enough scrutiny going on already. Get him out of here. And listen, man.
He should get the rest of the black folks a few dollars.
I'm going to tell you like this, bro.
That quit.
If getting called a nigga get me $137 million... Please, somebody call me nigga.
So on
draw
that,
a swastika.
I got a question on that though.
Go ahead.
You don't know the money is coming.
Uh huh.
Could you go to work every day being called nigga? Nigger.
Oh, no. See, here's the thing about
that's
Ian
what
Smith.
I'm saying.
See, the thing is, I'm gonna use my government name for the first time on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Ian Smith ain't going for none of that bullshit.
Yeah, that's
I'm gonna tell you right now. I'll lose a job that paid me $15 an hour. Over some motherfucking racial abuse, nigga. Like, you not about to have me coming to work and you writing swastikas and shit. Oh, we about to go outside then. We getting busy. We getting busy. Sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, we getting busy out there. You do something crazy like that with me. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much I would have put up with it. It says he put up with it for a year.
There's no way.
That tells me that the job that he was in was probably pretty high paying and all that kind of stuff.
Or he loved it.
You know what I'm saying? I make a lot of... Nah, fuck that.
Love his job, bro. I put up a nigga for a year?
That's true. I make a good amount of money. And I would go on a limb to say, my boss... I never use that word boss. That's crazy. My supervisor, who also probably makes way more than I do, he don't make enough money that would make him risk his life by calling me a nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I can promise you that right now.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy must have been making some really good money to sit and take and put up with that. And the people around him probably was making hella money to even put they self out there like that to do
what
something.
What if
like
he was getting called a nigga by the janitor?
Hey, bro.
Like, I'm being serious. Like, what? Fuck hey, nigga, with your trash can.
Fuck that $137 million, bro. I'm busting his ass, my nigga.
Nigga, move your feet up,
I'm fucking Jimbo up, bro. Could you imagine, bro? Could you imagine, yo? Like, you working on your computer, you designing the new Tesla TL-665, and then the fucking janitor walk up to you. Like, what you working on, nigga? Hey, yo. I'll beat the shit out of him, yo. I'll beat the shit out of him in his overalls, bro. Like, are you bugging? Are you crazy, my nigga?
The white folks think they superior, even though you make more money than them all that. Yo, that would be crazy, though.
Here's what super crazy is that you know how black people like to talk when we fight.
Mm.
when you beating them up for calling you nigga, do you say nigga when you beating them up?
Yeah. My nigga, who you talking to?
I told you, nigga, don't you ever disrespect me. That's some irony. That's some irony for your ass right there.
For sure. I told you, nigga, stop calling me nigga.
Lawsuit looked totally different then. Well, technically, Your Honor,
hey, yo, you crazy,
he also
though.
Called me nigga as he was putting his hands on me. But nah, so listen, man, you are definitely, man, shout out to Owen Diaz, man. Get your money, brother.
Absolutely.
Hopefully you put it to good use, you know what I'm saying, and do something good for other people who are probably also going through this type of thing. But you probably won't. You'll probably just get yourself a new house, get your wife a new car, probably a Tesla, and and keep
the irony in that.
So
give me the whole dealership.
Shout out to you. Shout out to you, Owen Diaz. You are definitely the level up because nobody else made $137 million today. So there you go. Absolutely, man. Absolutely, man. So, yo, this has been a good show, man. You got anything else you want to do? Any subjects? You know what I'm saying? No.
We hit them all, bro.
We hit them all, y'all.
We hit them all,
into it today, man. We did a random show for y'all. Yeah. This was a bounce around show for us, man. We just wanted to hit a couple different topics. We haven't done one of these in a little bit, man. We know we've been getting into our interview bag, but for our core fans and everybody that's been following the show, you know what I'm saying? We're getting back into this again. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We're just having fun with it, man. We're going to start taking callers again and all of that kind of stuff, man. We're getting in our bag. We still going to have interviews, but... you know, I definitely don't want y'all just looking for us for the interview
show.
This is a lot of, this is where we started from. This is when we have the most fun. You know what I'm saying? I think I laughed more right today than I have in a minute.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Crazy, though.
We're going to go into the artist spotlight before we
go. Let's go into it, bro.
Who you got today, bro?
Let's go into it. Let me pull up the Samsung real quick.
Not the Samsung.
Let me get it.
Yo, I listened to the end of episode 65. Y'all go listen to the end of episode 65, man.
64,
excuse me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, the funniest ending ever, bro. Like,
that
hilarious,
was,
bro.
That ended perfect,
hilarious, bro.
It ended perfect.
Hilarious. No, but we definitely can FaceTime y'all now. So, you know, whatever.
Bro, y'all got to get an email.
It's turning into these are going to be the same phones in
they
the next
already
5 years.
They are really already are.
The next 5 years, it's going to be the same shit. It ain't going to matter. All right, what we got? What we going to?
Our artist spotlight for episode 65 is OTR Chaz, Active, featuring Schoolie.
Let's go.
This shit is not for the ground, we get active. White boy came with them bands like it's Presley.
I'm tryna tap it, this shit get graphic. Bro, put the latch on the door when I pack it. I watch the back of the cat when I pack it. I bet shit is not for the ground, we get active. I'm just a D-boy, I'm thinking deal. I just came back, I'm way harder than people. But yeah, this don't keep me cold when the heat on. Fuckin', let's put on a show, tell a freak on. Y'all niggas moved all the balls, we on reload. And if you know what I know, keep it D-Lo. I done came up, I'm the neighborhood hero. I was just broke, I got laid with a zero. This shit way different now, I got my way out. I done broke bread with my dog, I ain't changed up. I'ma slam down on a bitch, I don't lay out. I spent too much on this fit, I'm outrageous. Burberry, London, he came on the pavement. Broke out of dungeon, we live in a major. I smoke a whole lot of dough to get faded. These diamonds, they only some trophies, I paid it. I'm going way up, you gotta stay up. I love the sound of my ice when it's shaking. Move from a thief in the night, I get crazy. I put a pack on the flight for that paper. I'm trying to tap it, this shit get graphic. Bro, put the latch on the door when I pack it. I watch the back of the cat when I back it. This shit is not for the ground, we get active. I'm just a D-boy, I'm thinking deal. I just came back, I'm way harder than people. But yeah, these don't keep me cold when they heat on. Fuck it, let's see.
Like I'm a feel away, niggas been feeling the way. Still get a brick on my face. Went through the city in the day, I'm feeling the rage. New truck got the deal on the place. Boy, I be chilling. I do not talk on the killings. We don't shoot women or chilling. Wait till they out of the building. I still got a conscience. Took me a trip out to London on Monday. Be rocking Dior to Sunday. I'ma take them to school, ain't no flunking. Rockin' furry ass beat like a monkey. Come on, I'm still in the street like a junkie. My little body be swiping and punching. I'ma drop them and spray like we touchin'. Come on, boom.
I'm tryna tap it, this shit get graphic. Bro, put the left on the door when I'm packing. I watch the back of the cat when I'm backing. This shit is not for the ground, we get active. I'm just a D-boy, I'm thinking deal. I just came back, I'm way harder than before. But Gaddy Stone keep me cold when the heat on. Fuck it, let's put on a show, tell him we go.
Yes, sir. That was OTR Chaz featuring Schoolie Active.
That's what's up, man. I was over here doing a little Uzi on him for real, man. They like, that was all right for real.
Let me talk to these Baltimore niggas real quick, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all better pay attention to what him and his team is doing.
Okay.
They setting a blueprint right now.
That's what it is.
Roddy Rax.
Mm-hmm.
Their whole squad, they little Zach, all them niggas.
Oh, that's like, what, oh, they all from the same little.
They setting the president, up. Man. Y'all better watch what they doing and emulate, bro.
Yo, that's what's
they
up.
They making
bro.
Movies, they driving songs on the regular, yeah. Sound good, look good.
Mm-hmm.
That's the blueprint, man.
That's what it is, for real, man. Bro. Yeah, shout out to everybody else in the city, too. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Money Jake and all them.
Yep.
But yeah, man.
Ooh, Jake
better,
on the mission, too.
Yeah, yeah, facts. No.
Finally.
Yeah,
finally.
Man.
Finally. Yeah.
Shout out to all the young
yeah,
talent in
yes,
Baltimore.
Yes,
because we finally, I feel like for the first time, we are up to par with what's going on right now. I feel like we've always been a little bit behind. I don't know if it was the lyrics or the
almost,
production or something
almost.
Like that. Yeah, we're getting there.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh,
it's the closest.
More, yeah, yeah,
it's the closest
yeah,
I've seen to us
yep.
being industry ready.
Mm-hmm.
Like you know, no disrespect to nobody from before.
Yeah.
I think we had flashes. We had a Boss Man. We had a Mully Man who were right there at the time that they were there.
Mm-hmm.
Even Comp, like he was
yeah,
there
yeah.
at the times. But as a city, we were always kind of behind.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
A-ball,
where
yeah.
everybody else was, and now this is the first time I ever felt like
young boys moving.
Yo,
man.
These guys sound
keep it up, man.
Like y'all sound like what's popping right
mm-hmm.
now. If I hear 42 Doug, and then I hear, you know what I'm saying,
yep.
what we just heard, or I hear Rowdy Rax or Money Jake, I feel like, yo, yup, yeah, they all
mm-hmm.
the same thing.
Keep
only
it up,
thing
man.
Separating y'all is a deal.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? The right person gotta hear y'all, so stay consistent, keep investing in yourself.
And Rax
and,
just
and
got
stay
the
safe.
Deal.
Yeah, Rax just got the deal.
Yep.
Stay safe, y'all. I know y'all want to be in the city. I know y'all want to be around and all that outside and all that. Please, man. Y'all know the curse. Y'all know the Baltimore curse. I'm not going to say it. You know what it is. Be safe. Please be safe. Because
mm-hmm.
we need y'all to be around. Because if y'all make it, it makes the city bigger.
Mm-hmm.
It makes more people come to the city to get artists. And you know what I'm saying? And you know, boost up the hip-hop economy here in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
More people can get out of this poverty situation.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying, with their talent. So just keep it up, man. Keep up the good work.
For
that's
sure,
what's
man.
Up for real, man.
Sure.
But listen, man, make sure y'all following the show at The Levels Pod
mm-hmm.
on Instagram. Make sure y'all hitting our YouTube page, The Levels Podcast. Like, comment, subscribe, share the show. Please share the show. Share the show. And like we said last week, please, man, watch the show. We're gonna put these clips out. We're going to have fun with it. This is funny stuff, man. We got some great clips coming out from episode 64, too. But click on the link in the bio
watch
the show, man. It's a great show. Y'all going to enjoy it. It's fun. We have a great time here. And if you hear an episode, you think we should talk about something else more, we got some more ideas coming,
mm-hmm.
too. But, you know, like, get in contact with us, man. Hit us up. Make sure y'all follow me, CHMG_ENVIE on Instagram. We can even reach you, bro.
Man, reach me at Mixed by Gels, MixedByGels.
Yep.
MixedByGels.com.
MixedByGels.com. MixedByGels.com.
At Clark's Firearm Training. IG,
absolutely.
Facebook, all that. Clark's Firearm Training.
Absolutely.
.com.
Yes, sir.
We got some new classes about to drop. By the time y'all hear this, the new dates will be out. We got some big news coming.
Absolutely, man. Shout out to the Chart House Music Group as well.
For sure.
You know, for sponsoring the show and making sure that we're able to keep giving y'all this good content. Shout out to Chart House Music Group for all your musical needs. You know, mixing, mastering, engineering, songwriting, brand ambassadorship, all of that kind of good stuff, man. It will help you build your brand to bigger than what it is right now, man. And I know all of us need that, so make sure y'all hitting
Hold
up
on,
the
man.
Chart House
Hold on,
Music
man.
Group.
Hold on, man.
Yes, sir.
Shout out you, man.
What you talking about?
Gunsmith.
Hey, man, listen, man.
You're going to shout that out.
They don't know nothing about that yet. It's on
the
line.
You said it last episode.
Oh, I did say that last episode.
Ain't
episode
for that. That's what I said.
I'm trying to take a page out of your book and, you know, and build it up and keep it quiet until it's ready to go. But I am super excited about Gunsmith Gels. We work, like, all right, so we're going to end the show real quick, but I'm going to talk about this. So me and Gels both, you know, found this little passion. Gels came over. I put him on to, like, yo, this gun ownership thing, this is what it is. Gels took it and blew it up to a whole new level. And, you know what I'm saying, and now inspired me. I just was like, I'm just trying to protect my home. Gels took it to it like, nah, bro, this is a business. We can really get into this. And on top of that, he's really, really, really good at it. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm following in his footsteps, Gunsmith Tactical. Gunsmith Firearms and Tactical Training. So that's coming real soon, man. Hopefully by the end of the year, we'll have that going. You know, we'll be traveling, we'll be doing private lessons, traveling out, doing gun shows, you know, being around. We're going to be outside with it. And we can teach you how to do the same thing. You know, get legal, get safe, And also, you know what I'm saying, just making sure that you know your gun laws in your state, man. Wherever you are, we can definitely get you right so that you can, you know, walk around safely.
We joke a lot, but we ain't joking about this.
No, absolutely not, man. Absolutely not, man. So make sure y'all hollering at Clark's Firearm Training, getting your HQLs, getting, and even if not, even if you don't want your license, you just want to know how to use your firearm better. Like, seriously, being safe with your firearm, the way that they coming at the 2A community right now is crazy.
We're going to say that for next episode, too.
Let's talk about that.
We got to talk about
all
that.
All these, you know, accidental shootings and stuff. You know how to prevent that from happening? Go on to clarksfirearmtraining.com and get your private lessons. Learn how to handle your firearm. Learn how to be safe with your firearm. Teach your kids how to be safe with firearms in home. There's resources out here. Mm-hmm. There's no reason for some of this stuff to be happening because you're just, you know, undertrained or ignorant to the fact. You know what I'm saying? Gels is here, his staff. You know what I'm saying? And they can do that. And then soon Gunsmith will be here, and our staff will be here as well. And we're going to be doing stuff together. You know what I'm saying? So it's more things coming to it, but I appreciate that, bro. But man, make sure that y'all getting at us, man. Make sure you get at us. And even if you just got questions, hit the podcast page up, DM us, you know, personally, or DM us on Clark's Firearm Training, or DM us on At The Levels Pod, you know, and ask questions, and we'll try our best to answer them for you, you know? But now, we good, though, man.
Yeah, it's a good episode, man.
Yeah, absolutely. This was fun. This was fun. I'm glad Gels came through. You know what I'm saying? We had to make this one happen for y'all. Episode number 65 coming next week. Make sure that you click in the link in the bio. 64 is available right now. Please go check out the show. You're going to love it, man. You're going to love it. More clips coming soon.
We out.
Absolutely.
Like, oh, make it sound like they listening to behind.